on Breakfast with Vossie, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Zoom meetings. I'm a bit over. I mean, you know, you prepare for them. I panic. I was, you know, I'm late. I can't get it connected. Then your problems, and then your framing's terrible. And what do you think of Zoom meetings, Michelle?
This whole thing's bringing back some awful memories for me. Parramatta a couple of years ago, and the infamous overhead projector with Ricky Stewart. I was the media manager at the time.
Ah, right.
This is this team and this is that team. This team, don't bother coming back.
Okay, all right. Yeah, well, I just think, well, what about that? But the bloke to say that it was an error of judgment, of course it's a bloody error of judgment. A Zoom meeting where 900 are on board there, and if you are tuned into this meeting, you're punted. Those who aren't keep their jobs. Now, cricket, how do we back up on the first day? Are we, look, some of our listeners have said we've gone over the top one day. Are you fearful? You think the Australian dominance can continue into day two?
Oh, look, you know, I really don't think Australians are that cocky, and that's what I was saying before. I think we just should wrap it up while we can, soak it all up, enjoy it, because it's about to get serious. But I kind of feel like it's a bit of a D-Day. I do feel like it's Davey Warner's day, and I am totally with you in your corner. But I still think in the 70s, and obviously Manus Lavachet, yeah, he'll set the world on fire. He will for sure be our top run scorer. But how do you top up such a beautiful day yesterday? It was such a great day in sport. Pat Cummins, oh, unbelievable. His 5-wicket haul. And just the sheer fact that he's such an honest bloke. We all wanted to support him universally. We were all supportive of him. And, you know, he got the job done on day one. And I guess that's a huge confidence boost, being able to juggle those two roles and head into day two.
Maybe today Marcus Harris, you know, confirms the potential and the hopes that the selectors have for him. By the way, I said, you know, I've had my faux pas. We've all had it. It's been a good day for it. You had what should the movie about Pat Cummins be called? You called it Perfect Pete. I've had Barnaby Jones testing positive to COVID. Now a listener said he's just heard Columbo has been diagnosed with COVID. So next will be Telly Savalas' Kojak testing positive. So they're all getting it. The TV stars are having a bit of a horror show. That's what happens at the end of a year. Penrith, new home ground. We covered this with Michael Carayannis this morning. Do you have any mail on a date? Is it just, yes, is it like the city airport? There'll definitely be one. We just can't tell you when exactly.
Look, as Michael pointed out, it's been discussed for quite some time, so there is no time frame. Obviously, they'll play out the 2022 season there at Penrith. But it's going to be a boutique stadium, capacity of between 25,000 and 30,000, come at a cost of $300 million. And this is a part of the state government's suburban stadium master plan. As you pointed out earlier, they want to create a world-class sporting and cultural destination. So that's the plan. It's not just about, you know, propping up a footy field. And look, can I just say that stadium is so old. It is so outdated, 40 years old or so. And when I did work with Penrith, I can remember in the middle of games, all of us going in trying to mop up water and things where all the players' gear when they were out on the field, there was leaks everywhere in the rain, and you'd be trying to move football boots and clothes that they'd hung up ready to wear after they get off the field, because it was just rain would pour in everywhere. So it is long overdue, and I, you know, think they deserve it.
Can I ask you this, and I'll throw it to it, the fans, and in particular Penrith fans, whatever new design they come up with, because it is suburban, do you think there still needs to be a hill? At least one hill at one end, or is it totally enclosed, individual seating all the way around? Because Penrith has, you know, it's only a small hill at one end, but a bit further at the northern end. Do you need a hill at a suburban ground? Is it something cherished by fans, or is individual seating the way to go? What do you think?
My heart says stick with tradition. We love the hill. It's what footy's all about. You know, the cardboard that you used to pop on and slide down as a five-year-old at halftime. For me, but money and my head tells me no, we get serious and we go top of the top.
Oh, we may have lost Michelle there, her line there. But, yeah, look, I'm a bit split on that, a bit torn on that. Like, obviously, I'm in the privileged position of being in the media, so I get a pass and get into the games for free, and it's my work, it's my job. So I'm up in a facility at the back of the grandstand, but, you know, I go back. I never didn't like going on the hill. I mean, I've stood on the Leichhardt Hill many times. I've been on the hill at North Sydney Oval. I mean, I've been on the hill at Redfern. I've probably been on the hill of every single suburban ground, and maybe it's still got a place. Do you do it at just one end, maybe? Just one end has hill and all the rest is individual seating. So you still give that element of you can go up there, spread out a rug or a fold-out seat and sit up on the hill and watch the game. I don't know. You can let me know. 1300 01 1170 is the McDonald Jones open line, and you can text 0457 736 736. We can go back to Michelle Bishop right now because there is one more story that we need to cover. And I feel as if we've done this before and then it gets canned. But the Newcastle Knights, listen up, they're having cheerleading trials at the moment and they're inviting the guys as well. Michelle, true story, Knights could have mixed.
Absolutely. I was actually going to ask you what you were doing on December 14 because that's when the open auditions will be taking place at McDonald Jones Stadium, and they are looking for a squad of 22, and the roster will be male and female. So they're in the hunt for dancers who are experiencing hip-hop, commercial, jazz, and, of course, cheer. And nice. They want the blokes. They want them to be able to be a part of this. Alex Zambos, who's the head cheerleader, he says, the coach of the cheerleaders says that we need to, you know, move with the times and expand their talent pool and must include men.
Would it come as a surprise to you, Michelle, if I said I'm absolutely zero chance of offering anything to the Newcastle Knights cheer squad now, before, into the future?
Probably not, but couldn't you master a moonwalk or a something? Can you not give us anything?
The short answer is no, nothing. I would have nothing on the dance moves department. You know, people would probably look at me and think I was having a fit. So I don't think I'd be much. I don't think I'd be very entertaining. I'd put on a mascot suit. I'd put on the mascot suit if they wanted. But the Knights mascot. No, I'd rather put on an animal. You know, I'd rather be a lovable bear or tiger or something like that.
Well, I'm just hoping that the Newcastle Knights can turn their season around, because otherwise it would be a pretty boring sort of, you know, lackluster event on the sidelines. Thinking, do we get up yet? Can we get up yet? So come on, Knighties, 2022 is your year.
Spud of Ashfield has bought into our morning of faux pas. He says, I'm with Melanie. A hill would be great, but probably a stadium like Paris would be the go. There you go. So you get that, Melanie Bishop?
I got it, Melanie. Yeah.
Actually, that's probably how I'll answer your question. You asked me again about the cheerleading. Would I be a cheerleader for the Newcastle Knights? No, I'm asking you, can you ask me again?
You want me to ask you again?
Oh, of course I do, because I want to answer it now. I've thought of an answer.
Would you be a cheerleader for the Newcastle Knights?
It's not my go. That's the answer. That's the using the rugby league vernacular. It's not my go, so I won't be. Michelle, great day. Tomorrow, my last on here for the year. I look forward to taking the Ken Oath at 6:30 for the next sports update.
Oh, and bring on day two.